Hello, everybody. This is Heather Rodriguez from naturalfertilityinfo.com, and I want to thank you for joining us for our natural fertility coaching call today. We have an awesome guest. I'm very excited about the subject we're going to be covering. And Joanne Berkelin is a creator of a product that I recently found out about that I'm really excited about. It's when it comes to fertility, there's the physical and then there's the mental. And a lot of the stuff we've been doing on the site has to do with balancing hormones and a lot of the physical stuff. But there's also a mind-body connection that I feel is really, really important with fertility. And so I brought her on today's fertility coaching call so we could talk about that subject and expand on what we can do to help with reducing stress and fertility, how the mind works with hormonal balance, and how that affects our fertility. So I want to welcome Joanne to the call. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Heather, for having me.
And I want to go ahead and get started with, could you kind of tell us your background and how you got into the mind-body fertility field?
Sure. And just, you know, for first, right off the bat, I would like to say that I am, not a nurse. I'm not a medical practitioner in any way, shape, or form. But with, with the amount of information that's out there, I have been able to piece together a lot of great information and have created this program based on work that on the research side, as well as working with a lot of very well-known practitioners. So, but my background is essentially, and I think of my, why I'm doing this today, and we launched the company about 6 months ago. I've been in research and development and product development for much, much longer, for about two years, but we recently launched the program in the summer of 2009. But my background, I was diagnosed with PCOS when I was in my late teens, and my OBGYN at the time, telling me that pregnancy may be difficult were, hard words to hear even when you're that young and certainly not thinking about, having a family anytime soon. And so the PCOS issue sort of always stayed with me and didn't really affect me with my first pregnancy, but definitely with the second pregnancy. And I think, as I think the stress component had a lot to do with it, and I can talk about that in a little bit, but had, pretty bad two-year experience trying to get pregnant with our second child. And, fortunately we, were successful but went through a lot of emotional ups and downs, very, very difficult time. So from a sort of, from an empathetic perspective, I understand where our customers are coming from and where the difficulty lies. And it's very, very emotional. So I have that as kind of a backdrop. And coming out of it though, I had a really, really close friend of mine start to go through the same issue. And from a third-person perspective, I was easily able to see how much stress played such a strong role in her infertility struggle. And so on sort of her behalf, I started doing research, looking into the acupuncture aspect, looking into the stress aspect, sort of very much doing some research for her to kind of help her out. That coupled with the fact that I've always been interested in the mind-body connection, ever since actually college days, even though, again, as I said at the, my disclaimer at the outset that I'm not a medical practitioner, this has always been something of interest of mine because for various reasons. There was a lot of health issues in my family with cancer, brain tumors, all kinds of very scary medical situations that, looking back, I firmly believe, a lot of emotional stress components had a lot to do with that. I actually worked with a woman she's a cancer survivor at this point, but I helped her with a few programs, and I also helped a friend of mine with alopecia and helped him kind of use a guided visualization to remove and to lessen the white blood cells that were attacking his hair follicles. So taking all that body of knowledge and that interest of the mind-body connection and all of the excellent books out there on the subject, going, there is nothing out there that uses all of this great information for fertility. Alice Domar, I should say, Dr. Alice Domar, associated with Boston IVF, I think gets very, very close. She is a big proponent that stress plays a huge role in infertility issues. And stress, of course, is a mind-body problem that kind of precipitates a lot of the issues. But there really wasn't anything out there that said, well, look, you know, you can do something about this. And there's not a lot of information. And I just had this idea, and I'll never forget standing there thinking about my friend and thinking about my experience and thinking about the mind-body connection and thinking about the fact that women going through this really start to identify themselves with the day of the month that they're in. And I did that, you know, when you're tracking your cycle. I am, you know, cycle day 14 today. I'm ovulating, or I am in my 2-week wait, and you're constantly living the day of the month that you're in. And I'll tell you what, speaking from experience, so much stress comes from that process in and of itself. And I thought, well, if we're identifying ourselves with the day of the month that we're in, we can use a relaxation mind-body to help us visualize what our cycle is doing during that part of the month. This should be a daily program that you can listen to and kind of proactively take control over your cycle. And so it was about 2 years ago that I had this idea in my kitchen, and I'll never forget. It just like hit me like a lightning bolt, and I had to do it. It was like I had to, you know, the idea started to take on a life of its own. And I'll just make a brief mention right now on that whole subject of it taking a life of its own. Bernie Siegel, who wrote the very popular New York Times bestseller book called Love, Medicine, and Miracles, I think it was back in the late 80s, I picked up his book kind of randomly at my sister's house and read it, and it's all about cancer. It's all about the mind-body connection, pretty much. It's having a mindset of being the right patient in your mind, and I'll talk about that as well from a mind-body perspective. But I reached out to him. I found him on his website. I sent him an email, and within 20 minutes, he responded, you know, with his help, and he has played a key role in the development of this program. He's on our advisory board. He's so well respected in the medical community. He's like our patron saint is how I like to think of him. And so it took sort of a life of its own, and it's a long-winded answer to your question, but here I am 2.5 years later with a company with my sister who is my co-partner in all of this. We have a few investors, and we're just thrilled to be, you know, thrilled to be able to support and help this community of women.
It's welcome to the fertility community. It's great to have. I've been looking for something that we could give to our clients and to our readers that was a mind-body, program type of help. And I've seen various hypnosis programs and various visualization programs, but one of the reasons I was really excited about Circle Bloom was because of how linked up it was to the cycle. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's go ahead and start with the basics. Could you talk a little bit, Joanne, about the mind-body connection and how that pertains to fertility?
Sure. And the last part of your question, how it pertains to fertility, it pertains to everything within our body. And if you agree, and I to completely subscribe to this theory, which is that everything health related has to do with your mind as well. There's an undenying connection between what is going on with your mind and with your body. And let me explain. It's best to kind of break it down, because when we say mind, it's very much of a generic concept that's hard. You know, you think the brain, you think what you're thinking, you know, your thoughts, for example, is what your mind is. And actually, the best definition that I've heard was a book I just picked up today, actually, at the library, a book called Self-Healing, and he explains the mind so well. He's not a doctor either. He was born completely blind, and he cured himself. He figured out what was going on with his body, what was going on with the problems with his eyes, and with exercises and visualizations, he completely cured himself. He doesn't even need glasses to read. It's an amazing story, and he's helped thousands and thousands of other people. Anyway, he says that the mind is a non-material awareness which inhabits every part of the body. So breaking that down, it's like the mind is everywhere in your body, and every part of your body is also a reflection of the mind. So for any change to take place in the body, it must first be accepted by the mind. So to try to internalize that, how I think of it is that it's almost your subconscious. Your subconsciousness is not just associated with your thinking or your experiences. It's something that is completely throughout your entire body and your being. So that makes complete sense to me. And then the body, of course, that's relatively easy to think about and to understand. I mean, that's the mechanics of your body, you know, how it works. And your brain is actually a component of that. Your brain is the center of the body's functioning. So if you think of it, a good way to think about it is that if you think of a triangle, the mind is at the top, the body is part of that, is on the bottom, and so is the brain on the other side, and it's all connected. And there's an excellent, whole enormous body of research by a woman, Candace Pert. She has written a book called Molecules of Emotion, and she's actually proved on a very, you know, molecular basis that what you think is transported, or your emotion, so it's not just what you think, but it's how you feel, is actually confirmed and proved that it becomes substance inside your body through hormones and through various neurons that go into your inceptor, various inceptor sites on your cells within your body. So it's like a lock and a key is how she explains it, where you think something and that becomes a key which goes down to cells in the body, which goes into these locks and transforms those cells. It's an absolute amazing whole body of research that she has. And again, there's a book out there which I highly recommend. So to kind of sum up what the mind-body is and how then it's connected to fertility, it's how your body interacts with your, you know, the mind as I've defined it, how your brain then controls your entire body, and then how you can go about instituting change in that. So the connection, the mind-body, so I've talked about mind, I've talked about body, and then the connection is the communication and how you can interact with that, how you can take and be proactive with your body. I don't understand why more doctors don't talk about this. I really don't. I actually have a very good friend. She's a Cornell-educated doctor. She's an ER surgeon. She also is a brain cancer survivor. I talked to her at length about this, and she has the same sort of reaction as I do. And Bernie Siegel, by the way, is Cornell educated. They don't talk about this. They don't teach it, and I don't understand all of that. And hopefully, that will change. But again, looking at this from an outside person, looking into the medical community, and I'm not doubting that there is a time and a place for hospitals, for the traditional medicine that we know of today. I absolutely think that there's a place for that. But the fact that we as human beings can think of our health from the standpoint of proactively changing it and managing it at a very on a mindful basis, it's so exciting to me. And fertility is I think very much of a situation where it's and as I learn, I learn more about how the hormones interact, and I can talk about that as we talk about the monthly cycle. But it's all hormone based, and being a PCOS person, that's all a hormonal imbalance. So how can you fix that? And I know that you can, and I'm working on a whole PCOS program as well, but how can you then interact? How can your mind help your body find that hormonal balance? And so it's somebody like me, again, simply connecting the dots and then saying, from a fertility perspective, using guided visualization and I'm going off on a lot of, on this because I could go on and on about the mind-body connection. There's so many great stories and examples of it. But one particular point, which is one of the core fundamentals of our program, which is that, you know, knowing what's going on, what the problem is in your body, not only that, but then knowing how to fix it. Like, what's your body, how does your body work on a normal basis when it is healthy, when it is operating, when your menstrual cycle is operating on a balanced state, when everything's working in harmony, how does that look? So how do you go from point A to point B? Having that knowledge and having that knowledge on a very physiological basis is absolutely key. Candace Pert talks about that in her book. Dr. Weil talks about that in his book, about how it is so important. And the book I just picked up today is fundamental to being able to visualize and using the your imaginary imagination, essentially, to start to fix that. So so I hope that that's understandable, and I didn't go on too long, but it absolutely is the core of the whole program.
That's awesome. No, you do a perfect job of explaining the mind-body phenomenon, for sure. you speak to the connection between the mind and the reproductive system and how the cycle works with the mind and kind of that whole cycle.
Right. Sure. So, what I found and sent chills up and down my spine, and it goes back to the whole stress connection, which I made reference to it earlier, but stress absolutely is a mind-body problem, I think, so pervasive and absolutely has an impact on fertility. It's been proven. There isn't a question. And I think stress not only, but what does that mean? You know, answering that question of what exactly, how does stress impact my, especially if you have something like endometriosis or something physically that's blocking it, stress, you know, how does that all work? Okay, so that is something that I'm always trying to, you know, trying to distill down and make, you know, so it's easy to understand for people. But essentially, what, you know, what Clomid does, which is the most popular, you know, that's the first drug that usually go on. I went on it for a few months. Clomid goes directly into the brain and talks to the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is an almond-sized, it's right in the smack in the middle of your brain. It's right behind your nose in between your ears. And it's the mother. The way I think of it is that it's the mother. It sends GnRH, gonadotropin hormone, down to the pituitary, which in turn the pituitary sends very specific hormones down to the ovaries. So it's more in the beginning of the cycle that the hypothalamus does its work in sending the gonadotropin hormone. But the hypothalamus is the main regulator of stress. It sends cortisol. It deals with the stress that you're dealing with on a daily basis. Clomid goes directly to the hypothalamus to tell it to send out the gonadotropin hormone. So when I read that and I said, that's when, and this was early on in my research because it's kind of like everybody knows that now, or at least it seems, you know, widely known to me now, which is that the hypothalamus is the main regulator, and that's the main regulator also of our, of the hormone balance that goes on in our bodies on a monthly basis. So if there's excess stress in the hypothalamus, it just makes sense to me that that could be impacting, even if it's on a tiny basis, the amount of gonadotropin hormone that goes to the pituitary, and then the pituitary doesn't work. It's like a domino that doesn't fall correctly, so nothing else falls correctly. So to answer the question of the mind, you know, how the mind, that the reproductive cycle really, you know, starts with the brain. GnRH eventually builds in the pituitary. The pituitary sends down follicular stimulating hormone, FSH, and luteinizing hormone down to the ovaries. And that gets the ovaries moving to produce the follicle that will be nominated, or follicles that will be nominated during that month's cycle. There are usually one or two, and then, you know, I'm saying things that people, I'm sure, know about. And then at the point of ovulation, of course, is a surge. It's like a trigger shot that you would get, but it's a different hormone. Trigger shot in the middle of the month, it's, you know, you get a surge of luteinizing hormone that sends out the signal that the ovary releases the egg from that particular follicle, and then that is, you know, you basically you ovulate. And then there's all kinds of hormones. The hormones that come from the ovaries is estrogen that goes back up to the pituitary. I mean, it's a complete, the best way to describe it is a feedback loop mechanism. So the pituitary sends out increasing amounts of LH and FSH. The ovaries sort of, okay, they produce what they're supposed to produce, and then they start sending estrogen back to the pituitary, which tells the pituitary to stop sending, you know, it kind of regulates it down again. So that way, you know, once you ovulate, then the ovaries produce progesterone to get the uterus, you know, to get that going so that it will accept an egg and have it fertilized in the uterus. So what our program does then is have you visualize on a very technical basis what's going on, and a very enjoyable basis too. It's not a textbook. It's a relaxing kind of visualization. Your eyes are closed, and it's a complete visualization of how this feedback loop looks using your intuition. And this is so important, is that, you know, me telling you is one thing, but you then taking that information and listening back to your body, okay, well, it's not, you know, we need more of this or not a lot of that or whatever the case may be, you know, trusting your intuition and trusting your body to be able to balance itself out, I think is really where everything kind of gels and it works. So I hope that answers that part of the question. I can get more specific on how the program works as well.
Okay, that was great, because it's amazing because there's such a connection between the brain and our reproductive system. Like the hypothalamus is, you know, involved in so many different things. It regulates both stress and fertility.
Right.
So some cross wires, I'm sure, can get messed up there.
Yes, absolutely, and that's why when I talk about the program, and we always from a messaging perspective, we always kind of get hung up on this. Well, what are people going to be more in tune with? The stress component, because on a daily basis, you're relaxing. You're chilling out your hypothalamus. I mean, you're reducing the cortisol. And I just learned something about cortisol, it was shocking to me, which is cortisol is the hormone that the hypothalamus sends out when it's overstressed. Excuse me. The cortisol apparently is almost toxic, and in very depressed people, the cortisol, which, you know, stress and depression kind of go hand in hand. I'm not suggesting that people who are having fertility problems are depressed, but what happens when cortisol increases in its amounts, actually attack the hippocampus, which is a big part of your memory and learning system in your brain. So people with severe depression or have been depressed for many, many years, they can actually see the hippocampus is much smaller than most other people, and they theorize that it's the cortisol. So stress and it's such a pervasive problem, and some doctors say that most diseases that we know today are, you know, you can kind of pinpoint it back to stress. And so our relaxation part of the program, I mean, that's fundamental to the, you know, to why we feel it's beneficial. Every day you're able to meditate, relax, breathe. Breathing is so important to circulation and oxygen moving through the body so the cells can be regenerated. All of these things are, we don't know to do these things. And again, I'm a layperson, so I'm learning with you. That's how I think of it. And I'm reading these books saying, I don't know how to breathe correctly. You know, breathing, you know, it your cells become tired if you don't breathe correctly. And so a big part of our program at the beginning is deep breathing. And so you're focusing in your mind's eye is, you know, seeing what that breath is actually doing. You're breathing in, your abdomen is expanding, and you're holding it there. And then as you let go and you're breathing in positive energy, and that positive energy goes down and it infiltrates everything. And as you exhale, you know, using your intuition, you may see that that excess stress or toxins move out of your body and are just expelled into the air. It's gone. And you breathe in again, and it's the same thing, and it's so powerful.
You know, I take every day, I take an hour, and I meditate, and I take moments to clear my mind and breathe. And I have to say it has completely changed my life. And taking,
yes,
you know, that time to rest the mind, to focus on yourself, focus inward, it's so very powerful. And that's one of the reasons I really loved this when I first saw it, was because it really takes you step by step. It helps you, and it's very specific for fertility, you know, which our readers are, you know, obviously very interested in. But I would love to know how the program works. If someone were to go through the program, what is it that they would expect to experience?
Right.
Like, take every day, what do they hear and do?
Right. So, you know, and the areas, again, from a relaxation perspective, reducing the stress, I totally agree with you. It can absolutely, I'm not saying the program can change your life, but taking that time for yourself can certainly change your life. It has for me. I'm with you there. I don't necessarily meditate for an hour, but I do things for myself. I read, and I actually do meditate for about 10 minutes, but that's, you know, I just close my eyes and I breathe, and I just visualize relaxing my entire body, and I visualize certain things. Anyway, to go back to the program, it's something to be listened to, designed to be listened to on your MP3 player or on your computer. But I visualize people using it mainly with earphones, so it's quiet, so it's their own personal experience. And lying down or reclining, a lot of people are saying that they're falling asleep, and so that's, I think that that's okay, but I also think it's probably better to be able to listen and be at least conscious throughout, you know, the visualization. So I, you know, if you do fall asleep, you know, sit up and just lean your head back a little bit so you don't fall asleep. The program starts with the first, I would say, on average, every day is different. So I used it, 4 or 5 different music programs as well, so you're not listening to the same music, you're not listening to the same thing every day, it changes. But the music is a wonderful, just kind of meditative, it's just in the background, but it you know, it's slow beats. The first 6 or 7 minutes are relaxation. So again, I use 4 or 5 different techniques for this, simple body scans. So take it in starting with 3 deep breaths, as I talked about, taking your time, deep breathing, and then focusing on a certain body part and moving up. And so you're focusing on a body part and you're relaxing it. So you're starting with your toes, for example, and you're picturing your 10 toes and you're just picturing them relaxing and letting go. Very simple. And you move up to your ankles and you move up through your calves. And it's just at the end, you're meant to, at the end of this 6 or 7, 8 minute, in the beginning part, I tend to spend more time doing this because I think people learn how to do this, and then it gets easier and easier, if that makes sense, because it's a learned process of how you can visualize, you know, your quadricep, for example, relaxing. And so I spend a little bit more time in the beginning. At the end of this first section, you know, you're meant to feel very heavy and quiet. Your mind goes quiet, your body goes quiet. And then I start in with the visualization of what's going on with your body at that part of your cycle. So the first 1 to 5 days, for example, is more about your visualizing your hypothalamus talking to the pituitary. And it's a, you know, sending relaxation signals to the hypothalamus and being able to relax. And then, you know, what's the communication going on between the hypothalamus and the pituitary? So seeing the gonadotropin hormone that communicates between it. I don't necessarily use those long words. I have an introduction that really specifies what everything is so that people can learn it. And then when I'm talking through their relaxation programs, remember what I was talking about, but not have to take time to, what is she talking about, gonadotropin hormone? So it's more of a, you know, seeing the communication that goes between the hypothalamus and the pituitary. Not so much, I mean, yes, you're supposed to be menstruating. Some women don't menstruate if they're PCOS, so I don't really focus on the visualization of the menstruation process. It's more what's going on in the brain during the beginning part of the cycle, but it's also very much relaxation of the entire reproductive area, sending blood, sending oxygen, you know, renewing it, renewing that, feeling a sense of renewal as your cycle starts. From day, and then, from day six until ovulation, it's a continuation of that, but it's then more focusing on the ovaries and what's going on with this, the follicular development, seeing in abundance the follicles, seeing in abundance that the, you know, that the eggs are healthy. That's a big part of what we try to do, which is refreshing that whole system. And it's not impossible to think that we can't regenerate new eggs. There's some research going on now, you know, that the whole theory of you're born with a certain number of eggs. I'm not here to dispute that theory. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there could be an opportunity with your mind to say, or at least nominate, you know, you can use your intuition to nominate the healthiest eggs for that month, for example, and, you know, and just trust yourself to do that and, you know, rotate them around or do whatever you feel, you know, go down on a microscopic basis and see them and say, boy, you know, there's abundance there. And then, of course, during the middle part of the month is ovulation, seeing what happens during that whole process. We visualize the fallopian tubes being clear and passable, and we see, you know, healthy blood flow that goes through there. And when the egg passes down in the fallopian tube, you know, meeting of the sperm, you know, not so technical, because, you know, I think that gets people uncomfortable. I don't get too technical on the actual physical sexual relationship that needs to go on. It's more that's happened, and now that this is what's going to happen now in your body. And then you see the fertilization, you see the sperm and the egg meeting, and you see that union in the end. And then you see the egg moving down. And so it really travels, you know, throughout the whole cycle. About 5 or 6 days past ovulation, we see the egg, you know, starting to implant in the uterus. The uterus is perfect. And it's, you know, again, using your imagination to help, whether it's blood flow, oxygen, whatever the uterus needs, progesterone. We visualize the communication from the ovary, the corpus luteum, what that does. And then, and seeing the healthy movement of that cellular bundle. I don't use words that may elicit difficult emotions. It's more generic terms because, you know, this is a difficult emotional process, and I know that. So we do assume pregnancy throughout the cycle in terms of the visualization. We assume that, you know, there's a fertilization, that there's a healthy egg development. And then towards the end, actually the last day, you know, we spend time saying, you know, if this didn't happen for you, let's work on that. And that actually is a good segue, because the last part of each day is kind of an emotional exercise, a release, something that, because again, thinking about stress and emotions and all those things that go into this process of not being able to conceive, there is an opportunity to subconsciously to consciously in this relaxed state to go through an exercise, whether it's we do one exercise where you can write whatever you want in a journal. You let go of whatever emotions. If somebody's pissing you off, or if somebody's in your, you know, if you're jealous, you know, the jealousy emotions, all of those things, you can write down in a journal or a piece of paper, and then you can just let them go. And there's a visualization of letting them go into a little, you know, bonfire, or you can tie it to a balloon, and the balloon just goes away because it leaves your life and it lets you start fresh again, or it lets you come back to normal emotional state, which I think is so important from a stress perspective. So I hope that that's a good explanation of the program.
Definitely. So the program is it's based on a 28-day cycle.
That's correct, yeah. And so if you're not regular, and I was very sensitive to this, again, being not regular myself at all, you know, kind of estimate when you ovulate and really try to time the ovulation days to when you ovulate, and then you can add or subtract days before or after, depending on your, you know, if you're a shorter or longer cycle. And it doesn't need to be exact. This is not an exact science. Another thing that I try to stress is that there's really no wrong way to do this. It is your experience. The more you put into it from a psychological perspective and just relaxing and letting go, the more you're going to get out of it. But there's no wrong way to visualize something. There's no wrong way to do any of the emotional exercises that we do. It's more, the way I like to describe it is that I'm trying to put up guideposts, signposts. The information that's in the programs, they're guideposts, signs that point you in the direction, but it's your journey. It's your, it's so great. This one example of a woman who she downloaded our free relaxation trial, and she wrote into her blog that what I do is I have, you can visualize or help yourself visualize what your uterus should look like when, for optimum preparation for fertilization, for implantation. And her gut feel, her gut reaction was, she wanted to deck it out in pink, fluffy cushions with a disco ball. And she said it was not her taste at all, but that was what came to mind, and she went with it, and that was her intuition. And how I interpret that, I don't know, but how I interpret that is it needs to be warmed up, the hot pink. You want to warm up, maybe for some reason the circulation isn't, doing what it should. And so her body is talking back to her, which is fantastic. So
that's so cute. I think mine would probably have like a forest or, jungle of leaves and butterflies. I've never thought about that. And some of you may be wondering where you can get that, free fertility relaxation program download. And you can get that by going to circlebloomcd.com. And if you go there, you just click on the link that says free fertility relaxation program. And you can download that so you can kind of get a taste of, using visualization, using an audio program to help yourself. Joanne, can you explain who this program is kind of for, like who it's designed for and how to best use it?
Sure. So I would think that it's best designed for, and as we think about our product development, which we are in the throes of doing specific programs for advanced reproductive, for example, we're doing an IVF program, which would be good for an IVF or an IUI round, and we're working with a fertility center here in New Jersey associated with Valley Hospital in Paramus, New Jersey. Very excited about that, and so working closely with them to help us with the visualizations and with all of the synthetic hormones that go on. And we're going to be also working on a PCOS-specific program that I see as being something that's standalone. So if you're not necessarily trying to get pregnant and, you have PCOS, it'll be good to listen to, but also as an adjunct, as an additional product you can use while you are also using our mind and body fertility program. So we're looking to come up with more specialized programs because we understand that this is good for pretty much everybody. In fact, and I hate to that sounds like I'm boasting, but I'm really not. I mean, it's that generic, but yet we all have the same cycle. Fertility is, the way our bodies all work is the same. And so, in fact, going back to this whole mind-body connection, it's so important to understand what's going, what your body should be doing, that it's important. So, to take the mind-body, so for example, if you have endometriosis, okay, I still think, in fact, if you read any of these books, I'm looking at my whole bookshelf right now, when you talk about cancer and you talk about, very advanced stages of very serious diseases being reversed using mind-body connection, it absolutely endometriosis. Can be. I mean, the visualization I can already see of, going in and having your breath go down and just kind of dissolve, or going in mentally, and it reminds me of one of Bernie Siegel's great stories of working with a 10-year-old boy with, I think he, you know, the doctor said basically they couldn't do anything more for him. He started doing visualizations of basically shrinking himself down and going into his brain with a, you know, with like a machine gun, something that a boy would like to think about, and, you know, blasting the cancer cells away. The doctors, you know, said basically, you know, we're not going to do anything more for him. He's, you know, we give him how many months? Well, so it took a fall down the stairs for him and bumping his head enough for them to get another CAT scan. And before that, though, you know, the boy said to his father, you know, I'm doing my visualizations, but I don't see any, there's nothing left to shoot. And his father was like, what are you talking about? You know, you have cancer, la, la, la. So, again, it took down a fall down the stairs. They took him. They did another CAT scan. His cancer was completely cured. And so it actually speaks to the whole fact that they are now believing that cancer is not, it doesn't go from point A to point B, meaning it doesn't start and never stop growing, and it will just keep going. In fact, they're thinking that cancer can be, you know, it can shrink, it can grow. That's why they're saying, you know, you don't really need to get a mammogram because, it, you know, cancer cells come and go. And so if cancer cells can come and go, you know, and that totally reverses everybody's thought of cancer, I believe endometriosis, which is, you know, the endometrian cells growing outside of the uterus and various other parts of the reproductive system, if cancer can be dissolved, so can the endometrian cells using mind-body techniques. And so I definitely think that there is a program there as well. And so going back to your original question, you know, I think really, again, putting as much into it, you know, as a person, you know, putting yourself fully into it, I think it's great for everybody. But as we look to come up with specific programs for specific conditions, I think then we really can say it's, you know, for the women with endometriosis, and it's for PCOS specifically. You know, we're not saying that this is going to make you pregnant, by the way. I firmly believe that with repeated use, though, I mean, that it could definitely absolutely help. In fact, we've had a lot of success stories, but we're not going to be in the business of telling people this is your miracle product. That is so against our, and I think my partner, my sister, is on the phone, and she would be nodding her head right now, because we're not in this to, you know, to make anybody's expectations unreasonable, and I think it would be ridiculous for us to do that. But what we are saying is that, you know, stress plays a role. You know, this will help you with stress. Mind-body is definitely a proven science that you can use and be proactive with your fertility. And so therefore, all of those elements work to make our product something that's useful, that you know, can really, really make a difference in your. In fact, we've had some of the people that have come to get back to us. We've had, of the women that we know who have done IVF, have had successful IVFs, use our program in conjunction with an IVF. I've had somebody tell me, which was the best compliment, thank you so much. I feel beautiful again. You know, knowing what my body does, I feel beautiful again. You know, stressing the fact that, again, knowing the toll that this process takes on you to feel beautiful is you know. So, I unexplained fertility, absolutely. IVF, absolutely, with the caveat that, you know, we're in advanced stages of coming up with our and actually we will be, and I'll let you know, Heather, we'll be putting a contact form so people can put their name in and let us know if they want to know when we release the IVF program. And we're actually working with a handful of women right now, kind of a beta stage of that, where they're going through a real IVF round, and they're going to be listening to our program and giving us feedback. So, and again, working with the fertility specialists on that. So, again, long-winded answer to your question.
your passion comes through for sure. Well, are there any other elements that you would recommend or suggest that would complement this program?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that, because I definitely do. You can take this as far as you want. Speaking from my own personal experience, journaling, I think, is so huge. If you like yoga, so huge. It's, you know, movement and stretching, breathing deep, all of those other aspects. You know, nutrition, I think, is kind of an obvious thing, although my mainstay on the nutrition aspect, which I just think there's a lot of conflicting information out there, which I think causes more stress than it needs to. there's one article that says you shouldn't eat this, and then the next article says you should. But putting that aside, I think, there's obvious things, listening to your body about what kinds of foods make you feel better, what kinds of foods don't, I think is so key. It's trusting yourself, you know. But journaling, let me go back to the first thing I said, which is that I keeping a journal for yourself that nobody else reads, it's just for you, that you can reflect on your journey through this process and how you felt today, how you felt, after you did the program, for example, or if you had a dream the night before, write down the dream, because sometimes dreams really hold messages for us. And it's just another great tool to release stress and to really learn more about your reaction. I believe in trying to live in the present moment. This is something that I've really become more and more attuned to. It's not easy, but Jon Kabat-Zinn is one of the leaders of this movement. With his very popular book that he came out with about 10 years ago. And I'm forgetting the name right now, but Jon Kabat-Zinn, Z-I-N-N, the name is very well known. He, live in the present moment. Let each moment bloom, in such a fabulous saying, which is so finding the special qualities in each moment, because then you don't, you're not thinking in the future. You're not thinking in the past. You're not thinking about who you're upset with, or you're not thinking about what that person did to you. You're not thinking about the test you need to take or the project that's due for work. You're thinking about the light that's coming in the window, and you're able to focus better with what's in front of you and your stress and huge. This is another life changer for me, in addition to, breathing and taking time for yourself, is, trying to just live in the present moment. I think it's a huge stress reliever and able to take control of your body and your thinking. I think thoughts are something that, can just take over. And we have a blog post that we're brewing up, because I think that this is so important, from a fertility perspective, is, you're thinking jealous thoughts, or you're thinking these negative thoughts, but you can then sort of step back and say, I'm thinking that. And no judgment, I shouldn't be thinking that, or I should be thinking that. No judgment, just saying, I'm thinking that. And seeing or hearing your thoughts, I can't describe it, but it changes things for you. So anyway, so yes, journaling, being in the present moment, and if you like yoga, all those other wonderful elements and meditating as well.
Fantastic. So where can people learn more about this program?
Sure. So the website is Circle Bloom, and the full name of the company is Circle and Bloom. The URL is Circle Bloom. CD.com.
Cool. So I have one last question, but before that, I want to let everybody know that the information shared during this call is not intended to treat, diagnose, or prevent any disease. It is based on the opinions of both I and Joanne, and that we both recommend that it not be intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. And it is not intended as medical advice. We intend it to be a sharing of knowledge and information from our research, and we encourage you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. And so my favorite question I always ask at the end of our calls is, if you could give your one favorite mind-body fertility tip, or just one favorite thing that someone could do right now, leave this call and use, what would it be?
Oh, yes, I have it, too. I have an answer for that. So I talked about the hypothalamus earlier. And this is something that I've been doing recently. So picturing your hypothalamus. Your hypothalamus sends out the wonderful feelings of endorphins that can go throughout your entire body. It's what you feel after you exercise, you do some other pleasurable activity. So if you close your eyes and you think of your hypothalamus and you think of the endorphins just coming from your hypothalamus, and it's like a rainwater falling throughout your entire body, and I guarantee that will make you feel better.
Awesome. That sounds like that can be easily done.
Yes.
Fantastic. So I just want to thank you so much, Joanne, for taking the time to share your knowledge, your experience with us. And this has been such a wonderful call. If by any chance you guys need to re-listen to it, or if you want to hear any of the other natural fertility coaching calls, you can go to naturalfertilitycoach.com, and that's where the archive is. So thank you, Joanne. I hope everybody has a good night, and blessings to all.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.